tree stumps. They're kind of shaped like an umbrella. They've got a little stalk and a wide top, probably about that big.
Toadstools.
You ever heard people call them anything other than toadstools?
Mushrooms.
Is that the same thing?
Yeah.
Some of them are good to eat, aren't they?
Yeah. Toadstool is not mushroom. It's kind of almost. You can eat them.
If it's not good to eat and it'll hurt you, you say it's what?
Poison.
What about if a fella has a sore throat, you know, so the inside of his throat's all swollen, you say when he eats, he has a hard time.
Swallowing.
What do you call these things that people smoke?
Cigarettes.
Or?
Dope. Or the
cigar.
you don't
mean cigars or dope, do you?
No, I don't like it.
Yeah, I know what you mean. What about if some people were at a party? If somebody was playing the piano, they'd probably be standing around doing what? He'd be playing and they'd be...
dancing.
Okay, dancing or...
singing.
And if somebody was telling a funny story after he got through, they'd probably be...
laughing.
If somebody offers to do you a favor, you might say, well, I appreciate it, but I don't want to be...
that much trouble or something like that.
Or maybe I don't want to be obligated. You hear people say, I don't want to be beholden to you?
Yeah.
Would you ever say that?
I've heard that.
Okay. If somebody talks to you about doing a certain job, you might say, well, sure, I'm
obligated to.
Mm-hmm. Or, sure, I can do that.
Yeah.
Okay. Or, if you're not able to do something, you'd say, well, I'd like to, but I...
just haven't got time, or...
or, but I can't do that right now?
Yeah.
Okay. What if somebody asks you about sundown to do some work for them that same day? You might say, well, now, I got up before sunup and I'm going to today.
I'm tired.
Or
I've done enough.
Okay. What if there was a real bad accident up the road? You might run up there to see if you could help out, but there was no need to call the doctor because by the time you got there, the victim was
dead.
Okay. What about if you were out and you're looking at your corn and speaking about the fact that the corn seems unusually short this year, you might say, well, that's funny. At this time of the year, it's taller. It what? It's unusually short this year. What would you say about it?
Dry weather. Heard it.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe, would you say, oh, I can't understand that. It should be taller. Something like that. Is there anything that you might say in place of should be? Like, for example, if you told me to do something and I wasn't doing it, you might say, well, now, you're not doing what you're supposed to. Or maybe, do people around here say you ought to do that?
Yeah.
Ought to?
Yeah.
What about if a boy tells another little boy, well, I'll dare you to go in that graveyard tonight, but I'll bet you...
you're scared.
Mm-hmm. Do people say, for dare not, do people say, around here say dare or doesn't? You ever heard either of those? What about if a boy got a whipping, you'd say, well, I bet he did something
he ought not to.
Okay. And if you're refusing in a very strong way to do something, you might say, well, now, no matter how many times you ask me to do that,
I'm not going to do it.
Or maybe I won't do that.
Yeah.